This is Sunny Day, written by Pick to the Ocean, read by Mistborn Hero. A Batman podfic rated for general audiences, featuring the characters Dick Grayson, Bruce Wayne, Alfred Pennyworth, and Clark Kent. It is tagged for fluff. Summary. Bruce is a reasonable adult who absolutely isn't jealous that little Dick Grayson is overjoyed at the sight of his Uncle Clark on a classic children's television show. Since Dick had come to stay at Wayne Manor, the morning routine had become rather important for the family. This was at the suggestion of Alfred, Dick's doctor, Dick's CPS agent, and a stack of parenting books that made a home on Bruce's nightstand. No matter how late Batman was out on Gotham's street, Bruce Wayne was at the breakfast table no later than 7:30 a.m., sitting next to Dick and eating whatever Alfred had prepared for them that morning. Weekdays normally just consisted of cereal or oatmeal for Dick, but on the weekends, Bruce could look forward to Alfred's famous full English breakfast or waffles. That's what he had expected coming down from the stairs on a Saturday morning. Instead, he had quickly walked past the study and had to back up a few steps. Dick was on the floor in front of the television, cereal bowl in hand, watching Sesame Street, of all things. Bruce's brow furrowed, but he took restraint not to say anything. Not to Dick, at any rate. Thankfully, Alfred was only just in the kitchen, meticulously adding to a towering stack of pancakes. Alfred, I thought you told me that 9-year-olds were too old for Sesame Street. The demographic for the show is younger, isn't it? Bruce asked, keeping his voice down. Regardless of the answer, he liked to encourage the habits of his ward that didn't involve jumping off of buildings. If that included a children's show, then that was fine by him. Sesame Street can be enjoyed by all ages, Master Bruce, Alfred teased. Bruce hummed as he poured himself some coffee. But yes, typically, 3 to 5 years of age is the target audience. Bruce knew there was more to come. There always was. Dick's place was still set at the table for pancakes, so perhaps the cereal was just an appetizer. Or, more likely, another growth spurt. Dick already had one since coming to live with them, and even Alfred had been surprised by how much he ate during it. Sesame Street occasionally has guest stars on. You know, celebrities and such. Master Richard heard about one and asked, very politely if I may add, if he could eat the first part of his breakfast in the study as it aired. No sooner were the words, "Who's the guest?" out of Bruce's mouth when a familiar voice came from the loud television speakers, telling Big Bird all about the importance of holding hands with an adult while crossing the street. Bruce calmly set down his mug of coffee and walked back into the study. Sure enough, Superman, his hair perfectly coiffed, was giving the oversized Muppet his utmost attention as Big Bird asked him how traffic lights and walk signals worked. Bruce, Dick chirped happily. Look, Uncle Clark is on Sesame Street. Do you think he's going to meet everyone or just Big Bird? He asked, stars in his eyes, as if no one had ever done anything more impressive than be on the set of a children's television show. Bruce Wayne was a grown man. He was not jealous of his best friend or at all put off by the fact that his own child was delighted by the guest appearance. If he was mentally calculating the logistics of showing up to the PBS studios in Queens in broad daylight dressed as Batman, no one could prove it. Bruce also loved to support the public broadcasting system. Batman was about to learn to love it too. Surely, if Clark had somehow been booked on the show, it would be easy enough to offer Batman's time. Perhaps he could teach the Muppets about the letter B or bats or... He was getting ahead of himself. He felt Alfred come up alongside, joining him in watching the segment from the entrance to the study. "Mr. Snuffleupagus is his favorite, sir. Thought you might want to know." Bruce blinked at him. It had perhaps been a while since he had sat and watched an episode of Sesame Street. Big Bird, sure. Grover and Oscar the Grouch, even. Classics, but...
"Mr. Snuffleupagus is the large woolly elephant Muppet,"
Alfred told him. The man had taught Bruce everything there was to know about keeping a straight face, and it was never more evident than in times like this. Neither the name or the description rang a bell.
Thank you, Alfred.
"Though his main character trait is that he can only be seen by Big Bird, of course."
Bruce froze, his hand halfway to the notebook in his pocket. He turned to Alfred and closed his eyes, already regretting the question.
"What?"
PBS was overjoyed at Batman's interest in their programming. Did he want to join Superman for his second appearance? He would be partnering with Super Groover next month, so the two of them could discuss the letter S. No, Batman did not. Clark was already planning a second visit to Sesame Street, while Bruce was still trying to negotiate one. How had he even done it? It wasn't like he had an agent to manage these appearances for him. The only people who knew how to get a hold of Batman only did so by shining his signal into the night sky. That wasn't effective at all for business deals or television promotions. Bruce supposed this was probably why they all had voice modulators. Alfred and Lucius Fox could handle many things for Batman, but this wasn't one of them, especially with his unusual request to be in a scene with Mr. Snuffleupagus, first name Aloysius, but he apparently preferred Snuffy from his friends, or friend, singular friend, who was Big Bird. At the end of many conversations and promises of funds, it was approved that in addition to Big Bird, Batman could also see Mr. Snuffleupagus.
"An honor,"
Bruce assured the producer over the phone, voice remaining earnest even through the modulator. Now he just had to figure out how to keep it a secret from Dick, get to Queens and back without being noticed in broad daylight, on top of being Batman at night and also running Wayne Enterprises. Easy.
"A successful day, sir?"
Alfred asked when Bruce returned. He hadn't anticipated how hot it would be in his uniform under the stage lights, but he had done it. He had had a lovely conversation with both Big Bird and his close friend Snuffy about the importance of sharing their feelings.
"It was, Alfred. Thank you,"
Bruce replied, only a little smug. He felt as accomplished as he did after a full night out on the street, not to mention a similar level of exhaustion.
I'm sure Master Richard will also be pleased. However, Master Kent left you a message. The PBS representatives contacted him about your segment. He hoped that next time you both might appear on the program together. He suggested the theme might be jealousy, or perhaps sharing.
You both think that you're so funny, don't you? Bruce peeled off his cowl and ran a hand through his sweaty hair. He couldn't wait to shower. Maybe he should have left the cape in Gotham.
Yes, sir.
Maybe we could get the whole league on, Bruce mused. Diana would love it. I'm sure John and Barry would, too.
And when is your segment airing? Alfred asked, taking the uniform pieces from Bruce before he could just throw them over the back of the chair at the Batcave.
Next week? You think Dick will hear about it before then?
Maybe, but for your sake, sir, I hope it is not until the airing of the episode, so you have time to prepare.
Bruce paused halfway through buttoning up his shirt. Prepare for what, Alfred?
Oh, it is just that. I am sure that Dick will love to watch Batman on Sesame Street. With any luck, you'll have a full 10 seconds of peace before he asks why Robin couldn't have come along.
The color drained from Bruce's face, forgetting all about buttoning the remainder of his shirt. He lunged for the phone on the desk. Alfred laughed as he frantically dialed the station. PBS wasn't going to have to air any telethons this year. They would be making back their budget by 5 times as much thanks to the generous donations from viewers like Batman. The end. Thank you for listening. This has been delightful. I, in fact, cold read this for Police Teams 2024, and I'm gonna post the unedited version. I hope you've enjoyed this week as much as I have, and yeah, have a really nice day, and remember to drink some water today, and to share things with your friends. Batman could also see Mr. Snuffleupagus. Could also see Mr. Snuffle. Mr. Snuggle. Fuck. Search. I'm. Fuck. How do you say?
Or perhaps sharing.
You bo- You both think. You